videos surfaced this week of the aftermath with family members wailing in grief as Abdul Rahman Abdi lay bleeding and unresponsive in police handcuffs. Witnesses said police officers tackled, pepper sprayed, and beat the man even after he'd lost consciousness. Police called paramedics.
And the call originally came in for who was pepper sprayed, bleeding from the mouth, and unconscious.
Efforts to revive him failed. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Police said they had been responding to multiple reports that Abdi was harassing women at a nearby coffee shop. Friends and relatives described him as a person suffering from severe mental illness who rarely spoke. Ontario's Civilian Special Investigations Unit is investigating, but the killing comes just 3 weeks after Ontario's ombudsman, Paul Dubé, released a report criticizing police training in the province, which he says emphasizes force over dialogue.
The gist of my report is that police need to be better trained to handle these situations. They need better tools and a broader skill set.
Abdi was a member of Ottawa's Somali community, and there are charges that racism may have been a factor in officers' use of force to subdue him. Hannah Jama is a Somali-Canadian activist who says her community suffers from racism at the hands of city police, and that needs to be addressed.
They're not talking about the issues that really need to be talked about. Like, they're not talking about the issues that led to Mr. Abdurrahman Abdi's death. They're not talking about the intersections of being Black, being Muslim, being an immigrant, and being mentally ill.
Ottawa police say they are limited by what they can say due to the ongoing civilian investigation, but a police union representative defended the officers, saying they were confronted with a difficult scenario and reacted appropriately. Abdi's funeral is Friday. A number of demonstrations against police violence have been announced in cities across Canada. Jacob Resnick, FSRN.